All right, welcome everyone to the Indie Contributors Working Group call for January 31st, 2023. Today we'll talk about an update on the Sovereign Node pipeline. Sounds like some good news there. We will hear another progress report from DSR on their BC GovCode with Us projects. And then we'll talk about the transition of Indie Node from RC to final and the branch comparisons work with that. And then anything else anybody would like to bring to the call. This call is being recorded and I will post the recording link on the webpage later today. We are following the Hyperledger Code of Conduct and the Linux Foundation antitrust policy. You'd like to put your name on the attendees list, that would be great. I'll send out the link to the wiki here. Let's see. Is there anybody who is new to the call would like to introduce themselves or any announcements that anybody would like to make before we jump into the agenda? All right. Well, thank you everyone for joining the call. Let's see, I think we can get into the agenda. Let's see. So we'll start with the Sovereign Node build. I'll pass it to Philip and Wade for this one.
I think Wade's more involved in it than I am.
in the current
process of reviewing and testing it.
So we finally got a RC release of Sovereign out, which is awesome. Due to all of the tremendous efforts of Philip working on the workflows and pipelines. There were a few little hiccups, so it came out a little later than expected. Had to go back and fix some dependency issues on some of the packages. So we've identified some other updates that we're going to do moving forward on that to hopefully work that out. So that affected Indie all the way up through the Sovereign token and Sovereign packages, but we got the RC out. I've done a bunch of testing in Bond Network with the new package, and that testing has gone well. And Lynn has I'll hand it over to Lynn for some additional information, but he's gone even farther, and he's got some nodes running on a network, brand new ones as well as replaced ones. So maybe I'll hand it over to him to I'll let you guys know how the testing's gone with that.
Yeah, thanks, Wade. So as Wade mentioned, I decided to test with my TempNet. The TempNet's not super utilized, but it is a full network with a bunch of nodes in a variety of different regions. They're all GCP nodes right now, but they're spread throughout different data centers throughout the world, I guess. And so it's a network that we use for throwaway type testing stuff where we want to slam it. And so this is the first one we decided to try adding some nodes to it. So we added a brand new 2004 node to it with no issues. And then I took one of the nodes that was already on that network and upgraded it, and I believe we have just total of 12 nodes on that network right now. So adding a node went quite smoothly. It took a while because I was updating my documentation as I went to make sure that it was working, and with the stuff that Wade sent me, I had a few little translation type issues I had to do to translate from the Docker instructions to command line instructions, but I was able to get that fairly quickly. And then I I had another hiccup. A rare event occurred during the upgrade process from the 1604 to the 2004, where I thought the networking wasn't working. It was, but sometimes the NC minus L command, or netcat listen, doesn't know which interface to listen on. And that's only happened to me rarely, but I'd forgotten that it had happened before. And then, so I had some issues with wondering whether the networking was working and poked at that for a long time before I remembered, and then added a little something to my tips and tricks as the, instead of using netcat minus listen, sometimes you have to use SOCAT to tell it which interface to listen on if you're going to do the network test before you do it. So I'll add that command, the SOCAT command, to the chat here. I don't know if anyone else has ever seen that before, but I thought I'd pass that on, and you can add that command to your tips and tricks for anybody who has a tips and tricks document. And so I updated three different documents so far, the one for a GCP server install, my validator preparation guide, and the third document was an upgrade guide. I started some notes, rough draft, in a how to upgrade from 1604 to 2004. And I put those into all those documents were shared in Discord. And that's all I have to report, I think.
Great. And we are currently in the process of refactoring in the test automation again, so that it's more easy to use with Indie Node, and also incorporate the Indie test automation into the Indie Node pipeline, so that gets run when Indie Node is in the release process. So that in the test automation gets also tested.
Great, thanks Philip and Lynn and Wade for those updates. Exciting news. Anything else on the Sovereign Node build?
I think it's only that, and then waiting for the branch protections or the default branch changes so that we can then work on the triggering of the other pipelines. But that,
yeah,
the default branches need to happen first.
Right. Yeah, we can probably quickly jump to this agenda item. I have this issue raised here that Kim created a few weeks ago. And so I think the priority is bumped up on reviewing this issue now that we have the release candidate. That's all that I had on that item, unless anybody wants to jump in.
No, that's still on my list of things that I need to go through and check that out. So
great. Sounds good. Cool. With that, I think I'll pass it over to the DSR team for your progress report. Would you like to screen share?
Yeah, hello everyone. Well, I think it's not needed to screen share, so I can just provide some verbal status.
Right.
As we discussed on the previous call, DSR is working on three tasks related to Indie. The first one is the update of the WAN network to use the recent Indie VDR dependency instead of libindie. This work is done. The pull request has been sent, reviewed, and merged. So, yeah, thanks, Wade, for review and for comments.
Great work on that.
Thank you. Yeah, actually, on the previous call, we already showed a demo. It was part of the demo that the browser uses the new dependencies. The second task is a new Indie CLI based on Indie VDR and Ares Esker. This work is also done. The pull request is sent. It's waiting for review. I'd like to mention that while working on this new Indie CLI, we had to make some improvements and fixes in Ares Esker and Indie VDR. And also these fixes are needed for the third task in the test automation. So in particular, in RSS car, we improved the Rust interface to support one of the types. And for NGVDR, it was about 3 or 4 pull requests with various fixes and features. In particular, the Python wrapper for NGVDR has been extended to support the missing commands, basically some auxiliary tools such as the actions or pull upgrade, pull restart, things related to AlphaMap, something like this. So now the Python wrapper in NGVDR has the same or almost the same functionality as the core C callable API. And the third task in the test automation, upgrade of this code base to use the latest NGVDR dependency. We also have a pretty good progress here. All the utility functions has been migrated and the test itself, more than 2/3 of tests are already migrated and green in our test GitHub Action pipelines. And we continue working on the rest third of tests and also expect it to be ready soon. And as soon as it's done, we're going to send a pull request. So that's it about our status.
Excellent. Looking forward to that. The review of the Indy CLI is the next thing on my list. So
thank you. Thank you very much.
Sounds great. Thank you, Alexander, for those updates. Sounds like a lot of great progress.
Thank you.
All right. We have completed our planned agenda items for this meeting. Are there other things that people wanted to discuss on this call?
I'd just like to thank everybody who's been helping out on all the various projects for all of their contributions and time. It's great to see things ramping back up on the indie side of things.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's great to hear about all the good progress. Great. Well, unless anybody has any last things that they want to jump in with, I think we can go ahead and call it for the day, and I'll see you all in 2 weeks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.